Track 6, Talk of the County, from Rowan Mantell. Can reality TV sow the seeds of change?
Last summer, 24 people left their everyday lives for a farm, where they grew crops, milked cows, collected eggs, and generally acted as though much of the 20th and 21st century hadn't happened. Apart from the television cameras following them around. Those were probably not powered by prayer and shire horses. The standard recipe for reality television was followed fairly faithfully by The Simpler Life, which took its 24 characters in search of something more than takeaways and social media. They added a picturesque setting with a dash of deprivation and seasoned liberally with psychology. The extra ingredient in this particular experiment entertainment was that the community was based on the Amish way of life, although I assume the real Amish are not subjected to captions rating each person in fields including agreeableness, conscientiousness, need to achieve, anxiety and outgoingness. For a moment, we're not talking fields of hay or sheep. Actually, it would be fascinating if people, except me, I don't want everyone alerted to my character defects via snippy graphics, come complete with screens warning of their sociopathic tendencies. Or is that what social media is for? While most of the faux farmers were sowing seeds, one participant, in the loosest sense of the word, a mother of two, self-awareness of zero, was sowing dissent. They produced a glut of courgettes and kale. She produced lines like, "It's not about me being able to fall in with the community. The community won't fit in with me." She left early, as did the majority of the participants, including all the families with children, one of which was from Norfolk, and almost all the older people. But most of those who stayed long enough to reap what they had sown, not only in the fields, but in the community they'd built together, emerged happier and healthier. I began watching The Simpler Life because I'm a sucker for television living history social experiment, from the fascinating foodie time travel of Back in Time for Tea to wanting to move to the Scottish island of Taransey in 2000, mainly to watch Ben Fogle do all the work while I admired the view. Using the Amish lifestyle as a model was also about people cooperating for the common good, rather than a complete rejection of progress. Amish people embrace modern medicine and a certain amount of day-to-day technology, although that did not seem to extend to freeing women from domestic drudgery. Unsurprisingly, the men, outside in the fields, seemed to blossom more than the women cooking and cleaning all day. There were some lovely characters on the farm, and I'm delighted that they were prepared to demonstrate the benefits of nature, healthy outside exercise and an abundance of fresh vegetables, whilst I lounged on my sofa in front of a screen. I won't be raising a barn any time soon, but they did make me think that consuming less and caring more, travelling slowly and acting quickly, could be the answers the world is seeking to everything from climate disaster to being held to ransom by murderous dictators. Not bad for escapist entertainment.